This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Wow, Apulapuli, that moment and that hour has come, ebengishilo, ndathi uPastor Muzi Mkhwanazi uzobe ekhona kwakunye nathi today to be a blessing to abaphulaphuli. Those who are watching us pa on Facebook, they can tell ukuthi I am not alone at the studio. He has already come. We'll just give him this opportunity to greet our listeners, and then we will take it from there. Mfundisi, mandikunike this opportunity to greet our listeners.
Enkosi kakhulu mfundisi for this great opportunity. I'd like to just take this opportunity and greet the viewers bagu Facebook Live and greet abaphulaphuli ngegama lika Jesu Christ wase Nazareth. Siyabonga that God has preserved us mfundisi throughout the week. It has not been an easy week, but uThixo has preserved us and nomphulaphuli naye nganqina ukuthi uThixo is good and he will continue to be good. So Pastor Muzi Mkhwanazi lona othethayo inkosi kakhulu mfundisi.
Wow mfundisi siyabonga. Indeed it hasn't been an easy week, but yet uThixo remains faithful until this far. And ilendo beng si shong city, beginning of the show, the city, this is the last Sunday before we go to Inyanga, year 6, Apo City. Indeed, God has been faithful. Amen. Beginning of January until now, we are seeing the faithfulness of God. Mfundisi, I don't want to waste any further of your time, and welcome to the show. Please take time and explain to us what is God saying to you concerning today's message.
Amen. Amen. Enkosi kakhulu mfundisi. I would also like to acknowledge my wife and my child Ndlini. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we're not going to be long mfundisi. We're just going to go straight to the point. But what we are speaking about today is very, very important. Not that the ands are not important, but it's one of the foundations mfundisi of Christianity. It is one of the core values of Christianity. We are going to talk about the truth. We're going to be saying, be the seeker of truth.
Wow.
Be the seeker of truth. Now I know Guti umphulaphuli might be thinking, Guti, what does he mean when he says be the seeker of truth? So because remember mfundisi, the truth by itself, it is offensive. Many of us, we don't want to hear the truth.
Yeah,
we do say that we want to hear the truth, but ukuthethinyana mfundisi, some of us are not ready to hear the truth. Some of us are playing ignorant. We playing ignorance. Yes, yeah. I may put it that way. But I want us today to just look into the Word of God and see, Uguti, what is this truth, and how can we seek the truth, and not only seek the truth, but how can we also walk in this truth? Because it's possible to also walk in this truth, mfundisi.
Yeah.
So without wasting time, mfundisi, let's read our main scripture is found in the book of Isaiah. There are other verses that we'll read as we're continuing. But the main one is Isaiah chapter 40. I know Umphulaphuli is familiar with the scripture. I would like to start from verse 30. Verse 30 says, even the youths shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But those, the key verse is verse 31, but those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Father, we bless the reading of your word. Let it edify, let it bless umphulaphuli. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Heavenly Father, encourage us, build us by your word, rebuke us where rebuke is needed. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we are open to your word. Father, we pray, just like Jesus opened the understanding of the disciples, Father, we pray, open our understanding today in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
As I've indicated, mfundisi, ukuthi truth is offensive by nature. So it is important that as we are seeking the truth, we also become ready to speak the truth. But in us speaking the truth, mfundisi, it's important how we speak the truth. I was listening on Thursday when you were busy with the the Vigithon, and I thought this is very interesting, very, very interesting. And I hope that Umphulaphuli was also listening, because the manner in which you relay your truth is also important.
Yeah.
Because if Mfundisi, you are going to speak your truth regardless of how you are speaking it, then in the process you end up offending me.
Yeah.
I'm going to end up even rejecting the truth that you are giving me. So it's important that when you read the Bible, when you read from Genesis to Revelations, you will notice, Mfundisi Suguti, the issue of love is always emphasized. Yes, we need to speak the truth as the children of God, but what is more important is how do you speak your truth. So it means you must speak your truth in love. As Apostle Paul will normally put it, Suguti, let love rule. In all that we do, Mfundisi, I want to say to Mphulaphuli, in all that you do in speaking your truth, make sure that love is the one that is leading. Because if love, Mfundisi, is leading, I'm not going to speak truth such that I will offend people to move away from God. But I will speak truth to open their eyes and to also show them that God wants you to walk in truth. God wants you to know that he is with you and he wants you to follow his commandments. And I'm not going to be harsh in speaking that truth, because some they will say, I will just speak my truth and the rest I don't care. We do care, Mfundisi, because remember, there are people that will go out there to minister to the lost. There are people that will fast 7 days, 14 days, so that people can be saved. So there's no way we can say that we'll just speak our truth. It doesn't matter who gets offended. If we speak truth in love, they are going to be convicted instead of being offended. And when conviction comes, then they will change. We are not going to be the ones changing them, Mfundisi, but the truth is the one that will change them. And I want to, in the book of Galatians, Mfundisi, Apostle Peter, he's sitting with the Jews. He's eating. Everything is nice. And after that, he moves. He goes to the Gentiles. Remember, the minister of the Gentiles was allocated to Apostle Paul. So now, as he's doing that, he's eating with the Gentiles now. And when other Jews came to see that, but this man is eating with the Gentiles, he quickly moved away. So now, when Apostle Paul heard about that, he said, I'm going to address this issue. He went to Apostle Peter and he spoke to him, Fundis, in front of others. He said, you are behaving like a hypocrite, because now, how do you want the Gentiles to live like the Jews, but when are you living like the Gentiles? Because remember, the gospel was put ezandleni zama Jews, Mfundisi. So now, Tina, we were Gentiles. Tina, we were people of the, we were people that were outside of the covenant of God. So now, Apostle Paul to him, as you want the Gentiles to change, may you not be a hypocrite as well. Because now, what Apostle Peter was doing, he was confusing others that were looking at him to say, but this man, he was comfortable with the Gentiles, but now that the Jews are coming, he's pretending as if he doesn't want anything to do with the Gentiles. So Apostle Peter, Apostle Paul rather, he decided, I'm not going to keep quiet. I'm not going to go and talk about Peter to other people, but I will address him. So this is what I want to say to Mphulaphuli, Mfundisi, today. To say, Mphulaphuli, when you want to speak your truth, don't speak your truth behind the scenes first. Because I don't want to hear that Umuzi did this, Umuzi did that. Rather, come to me and tell me, hey, but Brother Muzi, you did not do well here. And I will receive you well. But if you speak about me to others, then I hear it from others, then it's going to be difficult, Mfundisi, for me to receive this truth. So I want us to define what is seeking and what is truth. Then we'll continue, Mfundisi. What does it mean to say seek? What does it mean? It means to try to find or discover by searching or questioning. So it is a process, Mfundisi. I don't just say, I'm looking for this pen, I don't know where it is, then I stop. You must be consistent in doing it. You are seeking after this thing. You are consistent. And then other words, Mfundisi, that mean the same thing as seek that we might be familiar with is pursue. When a brother is pursuing a sister, he wants the sister to say yes to the proposal. There's an effort that is put there. There's time that is put there. Another one is hunt, and another one also is search. So when an animal is hunting, there's a process. The animal doesn't say, oh, I did not find a prey today, therefore I give up. There's a process. There's a process, Mfundisi. So I want to say to Umphulaphuli today, when you seek this truth, you need to be sure that you really want to know the truth. When you seek this truth, Mfundisi, it is a process. You need to go to the way, because the ultimate truth is this one, Mfundisi. You see, I normally say when I talk to people, I say it might be a fact that I might be sick, but the truth is above the fact. The truth is, by the stripes of Jesus I'm healed. So if I'm ignorant of the truth, Mfundisi, I'm going to stay on facts and think that it's something that I need to embrace. So I want to say to Mphulaphuli, Mphulaphuli, make it your mission to say you are going to seek. You see, Mfundisi, when you seek after something, you are craving after it. You go after it. If I'm saying I seek chicken right now or KFC, I'm going to look for KFC everywhere. If I hear, good, no, but this KFC is closed, I will go to another KFC in Belleville. So I want to say to Mphulaphuli, Mphulaphuli, as you seek the truth, remember the truth is the gospel. The truth is found in the word of God. As you seek your truth, make sure that you seek it wholeheartedly. Make sure that you don't go with one foot in and one out. So I want to say to Mphulaphuli, Mphulaphuli, remember the truth. You see, Mfundisi, the sad thing is that the truth doesn't set free.
I know Mphulaphuli might be thinking,
what does it mean by the truth, Mfundisi, does not set free? Because if the truth was setting free, then it would be easy for me just to hear the truth, then I'm transformed. But the truth makes free. There's a difference there, Mfundisi. I think I'm going ahead of myself, Mfundisi. Let me slow down a bit. So what does this truth mean, Mfundisi? Truth is a fact or belief that is accepted as true. But biblically speaking, Mfundisi, truth directly relates to God. So when we speak about truth, we are speaking about God. God is truth. Meaning, Guti, there's nothing that is false in him. He is true and is full of light. There's no lie in him. He's full of truth, Mfundisi. God is an absolute truth. You see, our truth as human beings, Mfundisi, is conditional, Mfundisi. Our truth depends on what you have. If you have money, it's going to be difficult for me to tell you the truth. If you don't treat people well, but you have a lot of money, it will be difficult for me to tell you, but the way you are people is not good. So even it has crept in, Mfundisi, even in our churches. It's difficult now for a pastor to rebuke sin as they used to do it back then, because they are thinking, what if the biggest tither will leave the church? It's difficult now to preach holiness, because they are thinking that the keyboard player might leave the church, Jesus, and will be left with no one to play. What if I speak this truth, Mfundisi, and the people that are supporting the ministry, they leave the ministry, and how am I going to survive? Because we don't want to hear the truth, Mfundisi. You see, there's a good friend of mine, and when he was still growing in the Lord, he used to tithe, Mfundisi. Even when he will get 10 rand, he will take 1 rand and say, I give to the Lord. Even when he gets 20 rand, he will take 20 rand, I give to the Lord. But the sad part is that he got a big paying job, and he stopped paying tithe, because now he ran away from this truth, even though he knows this truth works. You see, as Abazalwane, Mfundisi, we don't want to hear you must tithe, because we see things are collapsing around us, but we still close our ears when the pastor is telling you that the church needs this. We think we are supporting the pastor, but we forget, Mfundisi, that this is the work of God. If I'm going to hold, if I'm going to be, if I'm not going to give, I'm inviting poverty, because now we are so comfortable in a state of lack. We are so comfortable in not having more than enough, because we've been told that no, the pastor others are taking our money. No, they are buying this and that with our money. But I'm here to say, Mpulapuli, you need to go back to the old truth. I will call it the old truth, Mfundisi, because there are other truths that are coming, but they are not according to the word. The word of God says, me as a Christian, I need to give so that the work of God can continue. As a Christian, I need to respect my parents. I need to honor my mother and my father, because there's other truths, Mfundisi, that it doesn't matter whether you disrespect your mother, as long as you respect the pastor. I want to say to Mpulapuli, Mpulapuli, remember in the book of Ephesians, it says Lord, that this is a promise. You need to honor your father and your mother. And this is a commandment with a promise, so that you may live long. We see people dying at a young age, but we ask ourselves, are they honoring their fathers? Are they honoring their mothers? So I'm here to say to Mpulapuli, let's go back to the old gospel. Let's go back to the gospel of truth, where we shall be set free, where we shall call a spade, but we remember we do it in love, so that we don't make people to hate God, because God is love. I'm here to say, Mpulapuli, as we are seeking this truth, I want us to know that it takes time, Mfundisi. It's not a microwave thing. It's not a microwave process. For this truth to change me, it takes time. It takes fasting. It takes reading the word. It takes prayer. It takes going and to fellowship with others. I cannot stay in my house and say I will know the truth by myself. I need to be open to rebuke, Mfundisi. I need to have a spirit that is teachable, so that I can grow in this truth, because it's possible to grow in this truth. It's also possible to be stagnant in this truth. But I want to say to Mpulapuli today, Mpulapuli, we came to say this truth shall make you free. Only if you believe, only if you take a step, you can't be in your comfort zone and expect the truth to do the miracle. So in the book of John chapter 8, Mfundisi,
yes, Lord,
verse 29 to 32, I'll just read it quickly.
Okay.
It says, and he who sent me is with me. The Father has not left me alone, for I always do those things that please him. As he spoke these words, many believed in him. Then Jesus said to those Jews who believed him, if you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed. The very normally quote Gakulu Mfundisi is verse 32. It says, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free.
Yeah.
Because remember, Mfundisi, we'll ask ourselves, Guti, how come there are so many people who know this truth, but they're not free? If you go to other ministries where they call each other, where they say, this is a deliverance ministry, you notice, Guti, it is the same people that have been delivered almost week in, week out. The same people that have been delivered. It is because they miss this concept that the truth does not set you free, but the truth makes you free. So what do I mean by that? It means that after someone has been prayed for to be delivered from oppression, to be delivered from demons, the person must be discipled. That is the process of making. The person must be taken through Bible study, Mfundisi. That is the process of making. There's no quick fix, unfortunately, Mfundisi. If I was a smoker and I get born again today, it doesn't mean that the craving is gone completely like that. The craving will come, but I need to go to the truth. What does the truth say? The truth and the righteousness of God. Now it says that now that I'm a new creation, the old is gone and the new has come. I remind myself of that, Mfundisi, and the craving soon will go away. As I meditate on the word, as I speak the word, the craving will go away. I normally make this example, Mfundisi, with a cloth, a white cloth. If I take a white cloth and I put it inside the mud, the white cloth will come out brown. It is a fact that it is brown, but the truth is that it is white. Yeah. So now even that's why you see our prisons are full, Mfundisi, because the prisoners are set free. They are not made to be free. They set them free. They are not fully rehabilitated. They are not fully delivered. The ones that don't go back to prison are the ones that, Mfundisi, when they are there, they seek the truth. They say, where is the church? I want to know God. I want to receive Jesus Christ. And those ones, Mfundisi, they are made to be free. Those ones, there's no chance they will go back because their minds are transformed. Because now the truth is living in them. Because remember, Mfundisi, truth is a person. Truth is Jesus Christ. Jesus says in the book of, I think it's John chapter 14, I'm the way, the life, and the truth. Hey, so Jesus. Some of us, we know Jesus the way, but the question is, do you know Jesus the truth? Some of us, Mfundisi, we know Jesus the life. He has healed us. He has given us life. But the question today is, Mfundisi, do we know Jesus the truth? I'm here to give Mpulapuli the truth. Mpulapuli, you must know that in Christ, you are more than conquerors. Mpulapuli, you must know that you are not defined by what you have done yesterday, but the truth is, you are the righteousness of God. Jesus. In the same book of John chapter 8, Mfundisi, they did not understand what Jesus was saying, because they said to him, but we are the descendants of Abraham. We have never been in bondage. How can you say we are going to be made to be free? And then Jesus unpacked it. He said to them, if you sin, you are a slave to sin. And he said to them, Mfundisi, you must remember, a slave has no place in a house, has no permanent place in a house, but a son does. So I'm here to say, Mpulapuli, it's possible sin was giving you problems, but I'm here to give you the truth. The truth is that Jesus saves. Receive this truth. That's why, Mfundisi, in the book of John, Jesus says, if I be lifted up, if the truth be lifted up, he shall draw all men unto him. We are not the ones drawing men unto him, Mfundisi, but we lift up the truth. We speak the truth in love. We minister the truth in love. And Jesus will do everything that needs to be done, Mfundisi. So we just need to abide in him. Because he says, if you abide in my word, we need to abide in his word, Mfundisi. And in us abiding in his word, we shall be made to be free. There's no way the enemy can have dominion over us if we abide in his word, Mfundisi. So I want us to say, Mpulapuli, may you abide in his word. May you stay in his word. It's very important. In John chapter 1, verse 17, it says, for the law was given through Moses, Mfundisi, but grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. So this truth here today is to set you free. There are people in the Bible, Mfundisi, that were hungry for this truth. They said, we cannot be satisfied with what other people are telling us. An example is Nicodemus. Remember, Nicodemus was a Pharisee, Mfundisi, but he went to Jesus. It was at night. He said, I can't stay. I want to set this truth. I want to know this truth. The Bible says, he said to Jesus, we know, Rabbi, that there's no way you can do these things alone. The Father is with you. Therefore, that's why you are doing these things. And Jesus said to him, unless a man is born again, he cannot receive the kingdom of God. And Nicodemus was asking, as old as I am, how can I go back to my mother's womb? And Jesus explained to him, Mfundisi, because it's the truth. And Nicodemus was not afraid to say, even if they hear that I went to look for this truth at night, I don't care about my reputation. There's another man, Mfundisi. This man was very rich. The man was wealthy. The man, I think he was also a tax collector, if I'm not mistaken. His name, Mfundisi, is Zacchaeus. This man was short by stature. So he knew, he heard that Jesus is coming, but he thought, as short as I am, how will I see him? Through the crowd, the man was seeking this truth, Mfundisi. The man went to the tree. He said, I don't care about my dignity. I don't care about what other people are saying. As long as I'll be able to see this truth. Hallelujah. He went to the tree. And when Jesus saw him, he said, today is your day, Zacchaeus. Come down. I'm going to your house. And the religious minds, Mfundisi, they were disturbed to say, how can he go with the sinners? But remember, Jesus came so that those that are in sin can be delivered. So I'm here to say, Mpulapuli, it's possible there are things that are holding you hostage. It's possible there might be habits that are holding you hostage. But you are here today with the truth that Jesus saves. Receive the word with meekness. This word is able to deliver. This word is able to set you free. In the book, Mfundisi, I think it's in the book of Psalms, it says that the entirety of his word is truth, Mfundisi. So it's very important to know that the word of God is truth. Hallelujah. Jesus. Hallelujah. Wow. So the entirety of the word of God, it's like part of the word is truth. But it says the entirety of your word is
Jesus.
Truth. And every one of your righteous judgments endures forever. Psalms 119 verse 160. So it's very important, Mfundisi, because even the disciples, Jesus. When they had the opportunity to leave Jesus Christ, they thought, but he's the truth, but he's the way God. And he's the life. Even if we go from him, where shall we go? Where shall we go? In one of the churches, Mfundisi, in the book of Revelation, the message was, I know that you hate what is wrong. Jesus. I know that you hate falsehood. So it's important to embrace truth. When we embrace truth, Mfundisi, we are not going to move from place to place looking for signs and wonders. I'm here to say, Mpulapuli, what you need to do, look for a place where they preach the pure gospel.
Wow.
Look for the place where they preach the pure word of God. Because remember, Mfundisi, the word alone
Jesus.
Is able to deliver. The word alone is able to save. The word alone without anything is able to heal. So we are here to say the word of God is the truth. And remember, the word of God is Jesus Christ. So once you know Jesus, you are walking in truth. Now you need to study the word. Five ways to seek truth, Mfundisi. It is to study the word. You need to study the word. Unfortunately, no one will study it for you. You need to study your word so that you will know what is written on the word. And if you know the word, people are not going to deceive you because you know the truth. There are many people that are deceiving out there. That's why the Bible says, if you hear that Jesus is that side or that side, do not go. Stick to the word. What does the word say? Number two, Mfundisi, we need to pray. I can't just eat the word alone and not pray. Because remember, as I pray, my discernment is sharpened. I'll be able to tell falsehood and the one that is true. And number three, Mfundisi, we need to obey God's commands. Don't wait
Jesus.
for a big voice to say, don't go there. When that small still voice says, do not touch there, do not eat there, you need to obey. Don't wait and want to see the consequences of disobedience. Remember, half obedience is disobedience. So we need to fully obey God. What does the word say? What does the word say? That's why the writer of Psalms, he says, lead me in your truth. We need to be led in this truth, Mfundisi. We can't do it alone. That's why Jesus left us with the Holy Spirit. When we are confused, Mfundisi, we don't know what is right and wrong. We need to say, Holy Spirit, lead me in the truth. Because you, the Father sent you to me to help me. I know I can't do this alone, but the Helper who is with me, Mfundisi, the Bible says, he will teach me all things. He will lead me into all truth. As we are moving into deception, it's because you have neglected prayer. It's because you have neglected fellowship with the Holy Spirit. Number four, Mfundisi, we need to memorize God's word and meditate on it. I don't want to just read the word, but I need to know the word. Because remember, when the devil attacks, he doesn't attack you and when you are having your word.
Wow.
He attacks you at work. At work, your Bible is at home. He attacks you when you are traveling. You need to know this word. It must be in you. You need to be able to rebuke storms. You need to be able to speak to situations using the word of God. You see, Mfundisi, unfortunately, emotions don't work in these things. You need
Jesus.
To speak the word. You need to speak the word and situations will change.
Jesus.
So I'm here to say, Mpulapuli, speak the word over whatever situation that you might be finding yourself in. Speak
Lord.
The truth. Yes, I see you are in lack, but what is the truth of God saying? He supplies. You need to declare that I thank you, my Lord, for supplying. You will be surprised. The week will not even end. You will see supply coming from left, right, and center. The last one, Mfundisi, take God at his word. I want to say, Mpulapuli, take God at his word. One thing God says, Mfundisi, is that, oh, no man, nothing except to love them. So if I take this word of God and I go to him, say, Lord, you said young lions will lack and suffer, but those who seek you shall never lack any good thing. Now I pray that may I not lack any good thing. You are now putting it unto him to say, Lord, he's the one who must provide now. Because remember, Mfundisi, he said, don't owe anyone. So he doesn't want to owe anyone as well. If he promised to heal you in his word, if he promised to provide in his word, he is definitely going to stick to his word because his word is alive, Mfundisi. The Bible says that heaven and earth shall pass away, but his word shall stand forever. So I want to say, Mpulapuli, today we are presenting the truth. That is the gospel. That's why the Holy Spirit is also called the Spirit of Truth.
Yeah.
So the truth is the gospel itself. The truth, Mfundisi, is Jesus himself. So there's no way I can say I know the truth, but I'm far from Jesus Christ.
Wow.
It's not proper truth. I don't know what that one is. But the proper truth is me knowing Jesus Christ. The proper truth, Mfundisi, is me obeying the commandments of God. So thank you very much, Mfundisi.
Wow, 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 man of God. Thank you very much for such a powerful message. Indeed, you are reminding us that indeed truth will make you free. Amen. And the Bible says in the book of John, chapter number 17, verse 17, sanctify them by the truth.
Amen.
And your word
Amen.
Is truth.
Amen.
Mfundisi Siyabonga, can you just pray for us before we let you go?
Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we thank you for this wonderful, oh God, day that you have given us. Heavenly Father, we pray, let truth be not far away from our hearts. Heavenly Father, we pray truth, oh God, be bound in our hearts, oh God. In everything that we do, in everything that we say, let this truth, oh God, be the one that is leading us. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Heavenly Father, we pray right
thank
now,
you,
as you say in your word, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that the youths will grow weary, oh God. But those that trust in you, those that seek you, oh God, those that wait on you, they shall renew strength as eagles, oh God. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. In the mighty name of Jesus, grant, oh God, Abapulapuli strength to walk. Grant them strength to run. Grant them strength, oh God, to face another day. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, we know that the truth is not easy, oh God. But grant us the patience, oh Father, to work this truth in our hearts. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Grant us, oh God, the grace for us to grow in truth. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We bless your holy name, Heavenly Father. We declare peace, oh God, of Mpulapuli. We declare that this week we are going into shall be peaceful. For them, they shall experience your peace like never before. They shall experience provision like never before. Those that might be sick, we declare healing, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we pray over their minds, oh God, we cover their minds by the blood of Jesus Christ. Every leg, we rebuke it. We rebuke every leg, oh God. Every tormenting thought of Mpulapuli, we rebuke it. We declare thoughts of peace. We declare thoughts of peace, and we declare unity, oh God, over their homes in the mighty name of Jesus. Let love rule in the hearts, oh God. The mighty name of Jesus. As they will also be speaking this truth, grant them grace to speak it in love. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we thank you, Heavenly Father, as we embrace the truth of your word. In Jesus' mighty name, sanctify us, oh God, by your word. Your word is truth indeed, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen. Wow, Fundisi. Thank you very much. We really bless and thank God for your life. Indeed, you just reminded us as we are closing this wonderful week that we had, that indeed the word is the truth, and we need to start reading the word and also praying the word, and also making sure that we meditate on the word.
Amen.
And we hold God at his word.
Amen.
It is very important, Mfundisi, what you just said, Ugoti, we must also have the manner in which we are addressing the truth.
Amen.
Mfundisi, time is against us, and thank you very much. Siyabulela kuwe, siyabulela na kumama, na kumtana, la pekaya city. Thank you very much for allowing you, Ugoti, uze ube intsikelelo apha kwesikhululo sethu uRadio K Pulpit. Each and every time, Mfundisi, you are here, kukhona izinto that are being deposited to us. We really salute and thank you for your labor of love, and thank you for always continuing reading the Word of God and sharing out of the overflow of your relationship with God. And thank you very much. Sikhulula ke umfundisi wethu uPastor Mkhwanazi ngengoma kaThandi Sindile esithi ngiyavuma.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.